It isn't very often the fields at Winter Park are desolate. Meeting rooms are empty, and the weight room is quiet. The NFL offseason is brief and quick, but for a few weeks this summer, Viking players took advantage of their short time off to take in a wide range of activities.
You know, everybody does a golf tournament, so we try to incorporate some military stuff into it. We got drill sergeants on every hole. We got about 300-foot slip and slide. You know, it's warm, it's fun, it's good times.
I would expect nothing less from Jared Allen. You kidding me? You think it's going to be some buttoned-up golf tournament? No, it's Jared Allen's golf tournament. Of course it's going to have night ops and, you know, slip and slides and everything else.
Instead of a day on the course, it is a night for Jared Allen and his crew for his annual Night Ops golf tournament. The all-pro defensive end finds a way to bring a unique approach to a charity golf tournament, all to raise funds for his worthy foundation.
And what we do is we build and remodel homes and make them handicap accessible for our wounded vets. And my American dream starts with a functional home. And so when our men and women come back home, and you hear a story like Ken's, he's a double amputee, no legs, and he's living in an upstairs apartment, you know, it breaks your heart. You know, he went over, laid his life on the line for us, and I feel it's my obligation, my duty as an American citizen to give him a slice of the American dream.
While Jared spends a night on the slip and slide, another Viking star uses his free time to take part in an activity a little more in his comfort zone, on the football field.
When you come out here and you see all the kids running around with, you know, Kyle Rudolph on their t-shirts, and you know, you're able to provide an opportunity for them. I think we have like 50 kids out here today that are, you know, associated with military families and the Armed Forces Foundation. To have them be able to have the opportunity to come out and, you know, you provide that opportunity for them for a couple days to get away from everything. You know, maybe their mom or dad's deployed or they lost a mom and dad in service. You know, it really hits home when you're out here and you just get to see them have fun and run around.
And while Rudolph takes time to teach the game of football,
how you doing?
A special Viking spends the weekend thanking those who helped him become the league MVP. With the blazing summer Texas heat beaming down, Adrian Peterson came home to where it all started for the game's best running back. Palestine, Texas, for the 7th annual Adrian Peterson Day.
Hey. How y'all doing? Hello, how y'all doing? Good to see you too. What's the beats? Good catch. Good catch, good catch. How y'all doing? Hello. Good to see you too. Thank you. Appreciate it. How you doing, sweetie? Hey, how you doing? Sorry, good to see you. Can you do a picture? Big smiles.
We're here for 80s Parade. What up, y'all?
It's long, it'd be hot, but, you know, it's all love. You know, giving back to the community that loves me and support me so much. And I'm talking about the fans. You know, like the Palestinians support me as well, but I do it because of the people. You know, the people that come out and, you know, walk around this 92-degree, you know, heat. And every year, you know, just to see me and just to cheer me on and congratulate me, you know, that's why I come back and give back and spend hours, you know, talking to them and, you know, signing autographs or whatnot. And, you know, to me, it is what it is.
Hey.